You're listening to the New Music Generator on Cambridge 105.
Summer, and we've barely begun. I had no idea it was this long a run. So while we're still running, let's just both settle down. Live life in the bubble, but I don't know how.
That's the new single from Fred's House. It's called Too Late to Go Home. Good evening. Welcome to the New Music Generator on a Wednesday night, just gone 7 o'clock. Between now and 9 o'clock, we'll play the best in local unsigned music, and we'll also be joined at 7:30 by this week's live performance guest from Lewis Edridge. Coming up between now and nine, then we'll do the free choice half hour with music from Mike Dignam, Lucid. We've also got a track by Dave Gerrard and The Watchmen, 3 Days of Freedom, and Dirty Little Rebel, as well in just a second, the new single from Music and Spies. But that's the new one from Fred's House. They recently played Willow Festival and the Ely Folk Festival a couple of weeks ago. That's the double A-side track to the single Fine Life, which was released a couple of months ago and was the first track by an unsigned artist to make it into the Cambridge 105 playlist. So that's available to download now, fredshousemusic.co.uk. Too Late to Go Home. And Fred's House will be popping in on the show next week. We'll be live from the Cambridge Rock Festival. We're on next Thursday instead of next Wednesday next week. So Fred's House are going to be performing there on the acoustic stage next Thursday night. I'm going to pop by for a chat, so look forward to that. Next up is the new single by Music and Spies. Now, I scored a bit of an own goal here because I could have played this last Wednesday. It was sent to me last Wednesday, but I didn't playlist it because I'd already planned the show. Got beaten to it by being played on another radio station at the weekend, so I'm not very happy about that, but never mind. It's called Good Things Happen in the Rain. Dan and Nathan are Music and Spies. Their track In My Hands is currently in the unsigned chart, and you can vote for that or any of the other records inside the chart until 8 o'clock tonight. Go to the website, cambridge105.fm. It's currently spending 12 weeks inside the chart, could be a 13th later. This is a newly recorded track which is going to feature on their new EP, which is out later this year. And they, too, are playing the Cambridge Rock Festival on Sunday on the acoustic stage. This is Good Things Happen in the Rain from Music and Spies.
To lose, I guess. So what am I waiting for? Tell her she needs to get out more. There's a door. Get your shoes on and come with me, please. They say good things happen to those who wait, but I'm getting tired of waiting. Learn how to tie your shoes. Learn to get lost before you lose yourself. Let me know your name and let it be today. 'Cause good things happen in the rain. Everybody that you choose, all they do is use you. If I was given the opportunity, I would be too scared to lose you. So I guess I'm here to conclude that maybe, baby, you should change the range you choose from, dear. They say good things happen to those who wait. Getting tired of waiting. Learn how to tie your shoes. Learn to get lost before you lose yourself. Let me know your name and let it be today. 'Cause good things happen in the rain. As it falls, it's falling down. Well, let it run away with you, but don't let take you down the drain. Take a good look at the view. Baby, come out of your room. They say good things happen to those who wait. But I'm getting tired of waiting every day for you to pass me by without saying hello. Get lost before you lose yourself. Let me know your name and let it be today. 'Cause good things happen in the rain.
That's Good Things Happen in the Rain by Music and Spies. They are Dan and Nathan, and you can find more information on them on their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/musicandspies. Next up on this week's Free Choice Half Hour is a track by Mike Dignam, who's not local. He's a Lancashire-born singer-songwriter who is set to perform a free gig at HMV in Cambridge on Fitzroy Street this Saturday from 2 o'clock, and it's the reason why we're going to play him. Over the last year, Mike has supported the likes of Gabrielle Aplin, Lewis Watson and Lawson on UK tours, and is currently heading for a sellout headline UK tour, which starts in September. This track's taken from his new EP called Live, Love, Sing, which is released on the 3rd of August. And for more information on Mike, you can go to his Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Mike Dignam Music, Dignam, D-I-G-N-A-M. And this is called Change Man.
Full speed out every night, never wanted it to end. No, I was loving every second, yeah. I did what every man wishes he could. I had so many, I just couldn't keep up. Well, what can I say? I was a player in the game. Shaking my love.
That's Mike Dignam. The track is called Change Man. If you like the sound of that, go and see him at HMV. He's playing a free gig on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. This is Cambridge 105's New Music Generator. It's just gone 7:15. Next up, we're going to play you a track by Lucid, who are brothers Lucas and Matt Jones, Jacob Pett and Tom Brown. This is one of two newly recorded tracks, which is available to download from next week. This track was only recorded last week, so it's very new. A video for this track was filmed in Cambridge on Monday and will also be released on YouTube next week. Give you the details of that on next week's show. This is the first radio play, facebook.com/officiallucidmusic if you want more information on this. This is called House of Cards. New track by Lucid, it's called House of Cards. You'll be able to download that as of next week. For more information, go to their Facebook, facebook.com/officiallucidmusic. They are playing a gig at the Huntingdon Commemoration Hall in a couple of weeks' time, on the 9th of August, a gig that Lewis Edridge, tonight's live guest, is also going to be playing at. So you'll be able to come along to that. Tickets are available on the door, priced £2. Next up, Dave Gerrard and the Watchmen. This was a track that was sent in to me by our regular listener over from Germany, Dagmar. I previously played a track by this band a couple of months ago. Back in February, I played a record called Oh So Quiet. This is taken from the EP called I Climbed a Tree. The debut album from Dave Gerrard and the Watchmen is due out in October. They've just played Ely Folk Festival. That's the reason why Dagmar sent me the track, because she saw them over there and said they were brilliant. And they're also due to play the Portland Arms as part of a new tour on the 26th of September. Dave, from Dave Gerrard and the Watchmen, also produced Dan Wild's second album. Dan, who we've featured on the show many times in the last couple of months. DaveGerrardMusic.com is the website address for more information on this, and this track is called Brother.
So brother, we meet down a dark London street, was the only place we once knew. Now they don't know my name, but they'll find my fame, for this time I've come to kill you. Oh, this time I've come to kill you. So I put this to you, what do you intend to do now? I've caught you in cold light. And it's hard to ignore those ghosts from before that rose from another life. Oh, they rose from another life. We were younger, oh, how we were stronger. Brother, how we lived so true. We were younger, oh, how we were stronger. But in the end, I've come to kill. I've come to kill. When I was a child, you kept me inside by the reckless arms of you. But brother, that's before, you won't bother me no more, for I've come here armed to the teeth. I have come here armed to the teeth. We were younger, oh, well, we were stronger, brother, how we lived so. We were younger, oh, how we were stronger. But in the end, I've come to kill.
You're listening to the New Music Generator on Cambridge 105.
Oh,
That's a track by a band called 3 Days of Freedom. It's called Sweet Revenge. 3 Days of Freedom are Catherine James, Steve West, Colin Hopkins and Paul Byrne. They're from Shefford in Bedfordshire. I was going to say Berkshire then. They've just played the Willow Festival as well, which was last weekend. Their debut EP is called Released. It's available to buy online via CD or iTunes. And for more information, you can go to their website, 3daysoffreedom.co.uk. 3 is the number 3, not the word 3. One more track for you this week on the Free Choice Half Hour. If you're listening from an unsigned band, or you are a solo artist or a duo and you'd like me to play your record in a future week, drop me an email, tim@cambridge105.fm, with an MP3 attachment, and your track could be featured on this show in a future week.
Does your business need a printing and graphic design company based in the centre of Cambridge? Then look no further than Minuteman Press. Whether you need business cards, leaflets or brochures, posters, banners or presentation binding, Minuteman has the expertise. Our friendly and flexible approach means you get certainty of high quality printing and design at an affordable price, ready when it should be. So, if you want that fresh approach, then come and see us. Minuteman Press on Victoria Road, or call Cambridge 312-688.
It all started because I was bored. We went into this shop and I nicked a pair of headphones for a laugh. It seemed easy, so I carried on doing it. Xbox games, clothes, never thought I'd get caught. Until I got caught. And had to go to court. Now I'm trying to get a job, but because of my record, employers don't want to know.
If you've got a criminal record, it could change your life forever. Shoplifting. There's no future in it. Cambridgeshire Constabulary. Get closer and feel the force.
Hi, I'm John Gannon and I present the 60s scene every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. taking you back to the most exciting decade in music history right here on Cambridge 105. Everything from the Animals to the Zombies and much more besides. Sundays will never be the same.
Community Radio.
This is Cambridge 105, the new music generator. I had an email in from Sue, who asked me what the first track was earlier on. She says, I loved it, but I missed the details. It was by Fred's House. It's called Too Late to Go Home. And you can get it from their website, fredshousemusic.co.uk. There we go. Oh, and Dagmar's messaged me as well. Great choice, Tim. Thank you, on the Dave Gerrard track. Dave Gerrard emphasised that the story in Brother is invented. It thankfully didn't happen to him in real life. Oh, OK. That was obviously, if I was paying attention to the lyrics of that song, I would have understood that email. But I'm bad when it comes to lyrics. I don't listen to them really. I just listen to the tune. Anyway, time for our guest this week. Every Wednesday night from 7:30, we have a live guest in the studio, and this week it's the turn of Lewis Edridge. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm rather well, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm good, yes. Welcome to the studio. Welcome to being on radio. You just said to me, have any ever done college radio before?
Oh, that went awful.
So that's the one at Cambridge Regional College.
Unfortunately.
So what were you doing? Did you have an interview and play?
No, I didn't have an interview. They said I would, but I didn't. So they just, I got there 5 minutes before I was meant to be on. Thought it was an interview, and I got on, and they said, right, you're playing, and I'm like, what?
Oh, okay.
And it ruined it.
You
it
had a guitar with you at the time.
Oh, yeah, I did, yeah. But not my own, so it was a bit like, oh.
Okay. All right, well, I sort of gave you a bit more notice on this one. So let's tell everybody who you are. You're Lewis Edridge. We played a track by you a while ago now called My Blue Twilight, which is from the EP that you released a little while ago, which is called Midnight Winter. Which people can download by Bandcamp. Am I saying, all right,
yep,
so far?
That's right, yeah.
Good. Jump in if I get anything wrong.
It's also on iTunes as well.
Okay, iTunes or anywhere else that you can download these things. So you are a solo acoustic musician. You've been playing since, or your Facebook says you've been around since 2011.
Yeah,
a couple of years.
Solo-wise, yeah.
Yeah. But you've been in bands or a band before.
Oh, yeah, I've been in a few bands before,
which is something I'll chat to you about in a minute. Okay. You're from Stansted. That's where you live.
Yep, that is where I live.
But you study in Cambridge.
Yep.
Have you finished studying in Cambridge now?
No, I haven't. Okay. I'm still got a year to go.
Okay, what are you studying?
I'm studying performing arts.
Okay, yeah. So you're studying with somebody that I know.
Yes,
from
yes,
Lucid,
right.
Lucas.
Yeah.
And that's how he introduced me to you, I think, first of all. He said, oh, this guy's really good, and sent me the Facebook link, and I played the track. And you've also played one of the acoustic nights that I run in Cambridge a few months ago as well, which I didn't manage to get to, unfortunately. So it's the first time I've seen you play live. So let's start from the beginning then. How long have you been playing as a musician for?
About 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
I've been playing guitar for about 10, so
all right.
That's when I first started singing and playing.
So what got you into playing the guitar in the first place?
Probably Busted.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Got to make a laugh.
That answer.
No, I know. It was a while ago. I just thought, hey, I want to stop playing piano, because I was playing piano for like 5 years, and I thought, I don't like this anymore. I want to play guitar.
Because you looked at Busted and thought, they're really cool. I want to be like them.
Yeah, pretty much. And then they split up, and I was very upset.
Oh. Who's your favourite member of Busted?
Charlie. Oh. This is going back years ago
did
now.
Did he then follow his other work in Fight Star and solo stuff?
I did for a bit, but then I realised I didn't really like heavy metal. So I was kind of like, no,
Busted
maybe not.
Busted was about as heavy as it got then,
wasn't it? Yeah, pretty much. Bowl back then.
Okay.
A bit different now.
So you started playing as part of a band or in front of audiences at what sort of age?
Oh, wow, that was at least, I'd say about 10? I've got to be 10 when I first started playing in the band, yeah.
Okay.
It's quite a while ago.
That's really early, actually, for
really early
to play in a band. So
it was dreadful.
The
really
other people
bad.
In the band were the same sort of age?
Yeah, they were the same sort of age.
Wow.
We actually had a person come in to, like, because our head teacher got this guy from the music industry to come in and listen to us. And he said, yeah, that was really good. And then we got told by our head teacher later on that day that he actually said we were terrible.
Oh,
so
we're breaking your heart,
just
a little bit.
Yeah, we all kind of went, no, we're great, we're amazing. But I've got a recording of it, and it's actually dreadful.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So bad.
So how did that band come about? You just mates that just wanted to be in a band?
Yeah,
it was cool.
Yeah, we kind of just assumed we all played instruments, we could make a band, but it's kind of not that easy.
Okay. I almost was in a band once, at a similar sort of age, a little bit older, probably about 13 or 14. I was going to be the keyboard player, but I can't play keyboard. And I just couldn't really at the time either, so that wouldn't really have worked. So when did you start playing as a more... You said you were in a band before. Presumably this wasn't this one when you were 10 years old. You've been in a band when you were a little bit older. What age were you when you were in that band?
At least, I think that was 17.
Okay.
A little bit more successful then. Not a lot, but a little bit.
So what was the band called?
It was called A Few Too Many.
Okay.
But it was...
That's quite a good name.
Bad reputation around Cambridge.
Oh, really?
I shouldn't really say this on radio. Our guitarist got us gigs and we never went to them because we realised they were... Well, we couldn't get there, or a member was away because it was a steward. Either that or they were in Glasgow, so we couldn't actually get to Glasgow.
Okay. So you weren't very organised, then?
Not really, no. Yeah, that was that. But we played at the Garage in London, which is amazing, actually.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. And Portland in Cambridge. So we've been around quite a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've never heard of you guys before. I know. I should have done. So how long ago did you stop being in the band?
When his dad said he was going to sue me.
Really? Okay. I like you're full of good stories. Why did he going to sue you?
Well, because our guitarist, the guy's son, he actually...
Can you say this on the radio, by the way?
Probably not, but I'm sure he isn't listening. If he is, I think my old bassist actually listening, who was in the band, so he'll know what it was all about.
Okay.
But he didn't turn up to gigs. He didn't really learn anything. He was a lovely guy, I think I should say that.
Yeah.
But we kind of had words with him and said, look, can you, like, not anymore? And he didn't like it. He was okay, and then his dad heard and kind of got a bit annoyed, and I got a very threatening text from him at 3 a.m.
A
lot of bad language in.
Okay. Right, interesting. Okay, so the band's not together anymore.
Oh, no, definitely not. No, not at all.
So you decided to go solo?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Did you want to be solo sort of to begin with, or...?
I did, and then I found it really boring, because I was quite... I don't like arranging gigs. I never have done. It's just talking to pubs and... or venues and going...
Well, it's effort.
Yeah, it's
really
massive effort. But when I was in a band, they kind of done it for me. And it was all right. So kind of found it easier that way.
Okay, all right. So we'll come back to talk about the acoustic solo stuff and your first gig and all that sort of stuff later on. But you're going to do some stuff for us live. So what are you going to do for us as a first track?
First of all, I'm going to play the first track of my EP. It's called What Lies Beneath These Lines.
Okay, if you want to send in any messages, by the way, for Lewis, we've had a couple come through already. You can do so via the online web player, cambridge105.fm, or you can text 07919 070490, and we'll read the messages out in a minute. When you're ready. Up.
won't say another word. The only thing I'm thinking is, can I save you from this world of falling free? I think I'm falling for you, but as I'm dragging you aside, I try to explain that I'm sorry for every little thing I used to do, for every little thing I used to say. Repetition is the key, but they were always on my case. They're trying to save this new world, they're trying to get it stuck in your head, to try and show you all you're ruining, because you're ruining me instead. This fire is breathing as the sky looks down. The clouds, they say hello. My mind is burning. What's with this? Why do I have to go? Cause you say, whoa, oh, oh, I know it'll be okay. You say, whoa, oh, don't go. But all I can see is the truth and the roads that guide us down past the lights and the fields that we once walked. And again, I know there's nothing that I would change. Nothing I'd make my dreams and change my dreams realities. This is my world and this world is spinning my mind. It's spinning my whole life. For every little thing I used to do, for every little thing I used to say, repetition is the key, but they were always on my case. For trying to save this little world, for trying to get it stuck in your head, to try and show you why you're ruining, because you're ruining me instead. For every little thing I used to do, for every little thing I used to say, repetition is the key, but they were always on my case. We're trying to save this little world, we're trying to get it stuck in your head, to try and show you why you're ruining, because you're ruining me instead. Because you're ruining me instead. Because you're ruining me instead.
Listening to Lewis Edridge live on Cambridge 105. Let's go through some of these messages we've had in. We've had three messages from two different people. One from Kai, who says, go Lewis, great YouTube channel and music. Kai Reese. One from Samantha, who says, Lewis, please sing. I told you I'd be listening. And then she is, and she sent some kisses on that message as well. Nice. So there you go, that's nice.
Lovely.
We'll talk about your YouTube channel in a little while.
Oh, please.
When you were... I checked it out, it's good. When you're in a band, who was the one that wrote the music?
There was two people. There was me and Dan, and then there was actually Tom, actually, as well. So it's just the three of us, really.
Okay. So when you came to being solo, then, writing your own material wasn't alien to you?
No, not really, no. I think the majority of the stuff I used in the band, any was probably from my solo stuff. Just a few tracks, but it was quite nice just to kind of get them all recorded solo and just play them how I wanted to, instead of putting them all into a band and getting everything ready for it. So it's kind of a bit easier on me.
Okay, who were your influences?
Muse was a massive one. Okay. I think I absolutely loved them.
Loved them as in you don't anymore?
They've changed a bit, so I kind of like, I like their old stuff more than the new stuff.
I think I'd agree with you
then. But then there's like a few American bands like Anne Boleyn and then one from England, which was Twin Atlantic. So there's quite a few bands which I really liked back then.
Okay, all right. Andrew, you can't really hear much of that in the solo stuff, which is interesting.
Mm.
Any solo artists that you particularly like or would like to follow in the footsteps of?
Can't think of any, actually.
No?
No, I mean, there was a band. There was one particularly in America. They're not an acoustic band, but they'd done an acoustic album.
Right.
Called Cafe Cuts, and they're called Stroke 9. And it was an amazing album. I absolutely loved it. So they were doing everything that I wanted to do as a solo musician, but just as acoustic, it was great.
Okay, all right. So how much of your own material have you got? How many tracks have you got now in your repertoire?
Oh, wow, quite a few. I don't really know. I've got at least
15
your EP's
16.
got a lot for an EP. Your EP's got a lot of songs on it.
It's got about 7 on it. Yeah,
which is a lot. So that says to me that you've got quite a lot of songs.
Yeah.
Most EPs are sort of 4 or 5 tracks long. So that EP was released. When was that released? Was it early this year or last year?
Last year. Yeah, January last year.
Oh, January last year. Yeah. Crikey, it was a little longer ago. It's taken me a long time to find that. Then that was the first EP that you would have released as a solo artist.
That's right. Yeah.
And did you record it with other musicians, or was it just you?
Oh, it was just me, yeah. Okay. I actually recorded it in my bedroom with just a USB microphone.
Wow.
Mixed it and done everything myself.
Wow, okay, yeah. You can't tell.
Really?
No, that's good. Okay, obviously, when you're somebody like you that's a student, you don't have the money to spend on going into recording studios or whatever.
No.
And if it's just you, then it's easier to do that rather than the more parts you put into it, the more difficult it is to record, I guess.
I mean, in fact, I think I should mention that on the track Darling, Tom, my old bassist, played bass for it. So
okay.
I think he'll kill me if I didn't mention him.
He's just sent a message in, actually. I'll read it now. I haven't read it all through. I should probably proofread some of these things before I read them out. He says, hello, Lewis, so proud of how far you've come. You've been such an inspiration to me, and I'm proud to call you my best friend.
Oh,
there we go. And
sweet.
Then there's a message from Danielle, who says, you always make me want to cry with how beautiful both you and your music are. That's nice,
sweet.
Isn't it? There we go. Loads of messages coming through. Cool. So that, you got any plans to do another EP then, being as that one was a while ago now?
Yeah, I'm actually currently writing for my new one, but I want to kind of make it a band one. I mean, I want to do it by myself, obviously, but
yeah.
I want to kind of add, instead of it just being all
session musicians,
I kind of just want to have like drums in there and bass in there and kind of like make it sound a professional album instead of it being just acoustic.
Okay. So what was it like releasing your first EP? What was the initial reaction to it?
Well, I didn't really tell anyone, but I can tell you the first response, which was from my mate Dan. He said, oh, I just saw your EP, like on the release date. And he said, do you want to know what the day was? And I was like, no, not really. And apparently the 27th was actually like a memorial day for something that happened in the past.
Right.
Which I don't think I should mention.
I'm not sure if I know what you're referring to, so probably don't.
Okay.
Just to be on the safe
good.
Side.
Yeah, I don't think I should. So I was like, oh, no, is it? And he was like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, no, it's really annoying. But I didn't go for a release. Like, I didn't tell people about it because I was quite nervous. I was quite shy back then.
Yeah.
So I done a release over YouTube instead. I kind of like mentioned it and properly kind of advertised it over my channel. So, which went quite well, to be honest. That was quite
good. So you were advertising it to people that you probably didn't really know.
Yeah.
Certainly in person.
Mm.
And the people that you did know kept it secret from.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay. So now people that you do know have heard it and presumably seen you play live. Mm. What sort of reaction do you get from friends? Are they sort of surprised or
how
good
really,
you are, they go, oh wow, you're actually really good.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they're being honest, but the majority of them actually go, I'm really surprised, I didn't know that you, I mean, even like I think about 2 weeks ago someone came up to me and said, I didn't know you could like sing or play guitar, and I'm like, oh yeah, I've been doing that for a while, thank you for noticing, you know. So yeah. They just didn't know, I didn't tell them.
Okay.
I guess I just assumed they would know.
Yeah. So your YouTube channel, because YouTube is a big way of people getting their music out there, and obviously there's been some success stories. Justin Bieber's anyone I can think of at the moment, who's sort of gone from YouTube star to being really, really popular and selling millions of records. How difficult is it to build up a fan base on YouTube?
It's extremely difficult. It depends what you're doing. If you're doing your own solo music, it's like you'll hardly get seen. If you're doing covers, there's a slim possibility you'll get seen. Depends how it's all about. I mean, you know, I've been doing YouTube stuff for 2 years or 3 years now, and I've kind of, there's an algorithm to all this.
Yeah.
So if you upload a video and it gets likes and it gets views and it gets shares in a certain amount of time, then it will slowly build up to the search engine.
Do you have to be quite patient? Wait for these things.
But I've been so stressed out with stuff like that. But I mean, it wasn't just my music stuff. I do other YouTube stuff.
Right.
Which I promoted it over. I didn't promote it over my Lewis, like Lewed 108 YouTube channel, or my Lewis Edward YouTube channel. I done it over something else, which was, it's just, I remember going through a time about 2 months ago where I was just extremely stressed out about how I couldn't get videos up to the top of the search engine, or I couldn't get people to see it.
Mm.
But I guess that's all a part of it, you know. You can't really expect people from
around the world to find your video. Mm. Bear in mind, there are billions looking. So, yeah. You know.
And there's so much competition out there as well.
Oh, yeah, a load of competition. It's ridiculous.
So people comment on your videos. How do you take it when people put negative comments on there? Does it bother you?
Or? No, not anymore. No.
No?
I've had so many. So many people. Oh, so I don't really mind anymore. So, yeah, it's all right.
Have you got to meet other musicians that have done the same thing on YouTube?
No,
what tends to happen is there's like a little community and the people become friends because
normally
they're also YouTube.
I haven't actually. I mean, I'm with a network on YouTube, but there's a few musicians with it, and so I've spoken to them and I know them. They have contacts and they've said, "Oh, I'll mix down your stuff if you want. I do this at so and so and so and so." Oh, that'd be great.
Cross share your music from one person's channel to yours or whatever.
Which is nice, you know. It's quite nice to people like that to kind of appreciate you and appreciate your music and enjoy it. And so I'll go to their channel, I see them doing something, and I'm like, yeah, I like it. I'll share it around, see what I can do. But it's lovely when that happens.
Mm. Okay. Your YouTube channel is?
It's Lewis Edridge Official.
Okay. Just search for that on YouTube and it'll come up. All right, another song then, please.
Oh, great.
What's next?
Probably going to do the second one out of my EP, which is Wishing
You Were There. Do the EP in order, the first three tracks.
I've got a new song as well, so it's fine. I'll play that later as well.
Okay, when you're ready then.
Cool.
Move closer as dawn gets further away from the sorrow we keep inside, the sorrow we're meant to hide, a pain that's appealing, a movement concealing our innocence. That's kept in time, our innocence that's kept in mind. But we shouldn't stare, sit through a window that isn't there. Make contact with an unbroken hearted soul, acts just like it's haunting my world. Don't look back, don't look through, don't fight me, please don't fight the truth that we've kept inside, the truth when I'm meant to hide. Whoa. Gets darker, the birds get further away from the coldness that crumbles, the coldness that keeps us in the dark. The shadow within us, the darkness that takes us to a place that never dies, the soul that's in your eyes. Just ignore their stares and ride through the memories that we combine, making feelings forget our wind. From above that can save us from our time. A song that's sung by thousands, a tune that's cried by millions now, or forever hold your peace, we sigh. Thank you.
Finished. Good. There was a moment about 30 seconds before the end, I thought, he's finished, and then he hadn't, so it was good. I didn't want to interrupt. This is Lewis Edbridge, a live session on Cambridge 105. If you've missed any of this, you can listen to it against the podcast on the Cambridge 105 website. It'll be available probably tomorrow, actually. Just check out the website, it'll be there. What's your inspiration in terms of when you write your songs? What sort of stuff do you write them about, or is it the usual stuff that people write songs about?
It was the usual. It was all about love and stuff. But for instance, with the track I just wrote, I was literally just walking home and I just wondered about the world and saw how things change over time. And I thought, well, why don't I write a song about that? And so the lyrics kind of just wrote themselves then.
Okay. All right. You find that as you've got a little bit older in the last couple of years, the complexity of the stuff you're writing is increasing?
Only over the past year that I've noticed that it's kind of completely changing, which is a good sign. I like that. It's not just about love anymore. It's more about, like, myself. It's kind of like I'm not writing about someone else. I'm writing about what I want to set out and what I want to achieve, for instance.
It's good that you're still performing stuff from that EP, being that that was recorded early last year. Some of those songs would have been around even longer than that.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of artists sort of don't like, they go off their songs really quickly and don't like playing them again. So that's good that you're still playing them and you still like them, obviously, you wouldn't be playing them. You said earlier on that you used to be very particularly confident. Is that something that's increased through playing more gigs and also through this performing arts course that you're doing at college?
I'd say the majority of the confidence has come from doing performing arts in the past year. I mean, 2 years ago, it was awful. I couldn't even talk to a person. I mean, I'd talk, but I'd be really awkward about it. And then kind of performing arts, I'd done a performance last year and all of a sudden I just burst out of me, just my personality, which is great. But then music-wise, I've never really had a problem getting on stage and performing. I've always loved it. It's the place where I feel confident and I feel myself.
And did you find that playing the music helped you to get on stage and do performing arts or vice versa? Or is it a different thing?
I think it's completely different because I've always loved getting on stage and performing. I mean, when I told you about my first band, that's the first performance I was in, pretty much. I was actually doing just a little primary school performance, and then in the middle of it, they said, let's get the school band on, and we wrote a song about fishes and stuff. It was rather weird.
Okay. Gigs-wise, what sort of stuff where have you played before outside of the ones that you said you'd done with your band in London and the Port and Downs? Do you play locally to where you live?
Sometimes. There's a pub down my road in Henham, where I live, which I've played at before. Yeah. One in Bishop Stortford, which I've played at before. I don't know the name of these pubs.
Okay.
I think the one in Henham's called The Cock, and I'm pretty sure the one in Bishop Stortford's also called The Cock.
Okay.
The Emperor, then the open mic night.
All right. Okay.
Well, so yeah. And somewhere in Ely, I think.
Oh, okay. King's Arms, perhaps.
No, I don't think.
Okay, that's open mic nights. All right. So you said you're not very good at looking for gigs. So do you sort of wait for people to offer you stuff rather than go out and actively pursue stuff? Are you not really massively bothered about playing?
I love playing. I'm really bothered about it because I want to go out and get more gigs. And only recently have I been walking into pubs and just going, have you got a space? Are you all right if I play? But, you know, I realised that people have come to me in the past. Last year, after I released my album, I saw about 3 messages from 3 different venues near where I live asking, can you play? And I'm like, I've only just seen them. So, and I was like, I'm so gutted that I didn't see these last year, unfortunately, but...
Oh, dear. Okay. So gigs coming up. You're playing in Huntingdon in a few weeks' time.
I am, yes.
At the Commemoration Hall. Supporting Lucid and some other artists. Is that the next one you're doing?
That is the next one I'm doing, yeah.
Okay, all right. So are you just planning on getting some more and going into more pubs and asking if you can play and doing more open mic nights?
I'm going to ask around. Just open mic nights, but also I'm getting in contact with different bands now as well and promoters and asking them, have you got a space? Take a listen to my EP, which I've released. Be a perfect example. Or even live footage, which I've posted on my YouTube account. So
yeah, there's a video on that I watched earlier on that was at somewhere, some outdoor event. Remind me, something Castle?
Oh, Castle Rock.
That's right.
Yes, with the lovely video photography.
Yeah, where's Castle Rock?
That was in Saffron Walden, actually.
Oh, right.
That was a charity event for Teenage Cancer Trust,
okay.
Which I'd done. And I got asked to be involved in, which was great. Loved it was so much fun.
Okay, right, that was just a video I happened to see earlier on, so I was playing a few gigs. Okay, right, last song then, please.
This one's called Two.
Okay, I'll just read out a couple more messages while you're getting yourself ready. Kaylee's been on, she said, you're so good, Lewis, well done, love from your favourite cousin.
Ryan says, great job, I loved it. There we go. So there we go. If you want to send any more messages, you've got a couple of minutes before we kick Lewis out of the studio. Not literally.
Thank you. Right, cool.
I'm in two places with two very different faces. I want to be the one that's me, the only one that's me, cause I'm not looking for love, I'm looking for sympathy from anyone who has choices to make and have learned from their mistakes. I'm just looking for some kind of charm that could blow me off the face. I deserve, give me a reason to go home once and for all. I just wonder and look through every picture. Is there a time to see the light? Be the one in the spotlight. Sit back and relax. Ooh, whoa, wait for the sky to fall. Get soaked to the bone and get swept away. To wake up in some other place, cause I'm not looking for love, I'm looking for sympathy from anyone who has choices to make and have learned from their mistakes. I'm just looking for some kind of charm that could blow me off the face. I'll deserve, give me a reason to go home once and for all. I sat and watched the stars collide every night, hoping for one to fall right next to me and sweep me off my feet. Like an angel in the dark, shining before me to comfort me, to guide the way back home to reality. Cause I'm not looking for love, I'm looking for sympathy from anyone who has choices to make and have learned from their mistakes. I'm just looking for some kind of charm that could blow me off the face of this earth. Give me a reason to go home once and for all.
There we go, Lewis Edridge. That was a live new song. That's not on your EP.
It's not my EP, no.
But will be on a future release,
hopefully.
So, if people want to get the other EP, the first EP that's available now, you can get it on Bandcamp, get it on iTunes. It's called Midnight Winter. No.
Yep.
Yes, winter. That's it right. Is, yep. Yes, right the first time. I get confused between the song I played, My Blue Twilight, and Midnight Winter.
Don't worry, there's a song on there called Midnight Dream as well. It's all right.
God, very confusing. Facebook.
Yep, that's Lewis Edridge official as well.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
So YouTube and Facebook are both the same.
Yeah,
that's easy to remember. Cool. Okay, well, thank you for coming in. It's been nice to meet you.
Me.
As I say, if you want to check out this interview again as a podcast, it'll be on the website tomorrow.
Cambridge 105's NMG Sessions is back. This Thursday, 25th of July, join us at the Portland Arms for live music from B-sides, Elliot Porter and the Missing Pieces, and headliners The Flow. All three bands have been featured on Cambridge 105. If you've loved their music on the radio, it's time to come and see them on stage. Tickets are available in advance, priced £3 and £4 on the door. If you'd like to come along and secure your ticket at an advance price, all you need to do is call us on 01223 967 105 or email me tim@cambridge105.fm. If you can't make it, we'll be live on Cambridge 105 this Thursday night from 7 o'clock for the next NMG Sessions featuring B-sides, Elliot Porter, Carter and the Missing Pieces and The Flow.
On Monday, the 29th of July at 7 p.m, join me, Pete Robbins from Night of the Artisans, as I bring you a three-hour Cambridge Folk Festival special. We'll be featuring tracks and interviews from artists performing across the entire weekend, plus all the other action and goings-on from Cherry Hinton Hall. So settle back and don't forget to tune in to the Night of the Artisans Cambridge Folk Festival 2013 special, Monday the 29th of July at 7 p.m. on Cambridge 105, community radio in your city.
Wednesday, 8 o'clock. The top five records from Cambridge's hottest musicians, as voted for by you. This is the Unsigned Chart on Cambridge 105.
It is indeed Cambridge 105's Unsigned Charts. It's just gone 8 o'clock. It's time for this week's rundown. We're on week 69. Voting is now closed. It opened last Wednesday night after the show and closed at 8 o'clock, so 5 minutes ago. And thank you very much for all the votes. 383 have been cast this week. Six records go up for the vote every week. Only five of them can make it through to the ultimate chart. And this week is no exception. We have lost one of last week's top five. It got 5.2% of the vote. I have to say, actually, that the vote has been very, reasonably evenly spread out. The number one's got a decent lead, but everything else is fairly close. So it's a bit of a shame and a little bit unlucky that this record's gone this week. But unfortunately, it has. As I say, it got 5.2% of the vote. It was last week's number four in the Unsigned chart. Chloe Anna's Old Haunts doesn't continue its run. It managed 6 weeks in the end. That's as far as it went, but that's a really good effort. This was a track that was submitted to me by Chloe's mum, Kathy. Chloe is just 15 years old. The track Old Haunts is taken from her EP called Falling Out of Orbit, which you can get on iTunes. Thank you very much to Chloe for being in the chart. Perhaps we'll get her in for a live session at some point in the next couple of months or so, and hopefully she'll send some more material through. So that one's gone, so that means that this week's new entry from Melody Causton is guaranteed a position inside the top five, but it's not at number five. This week's number five has got 8.9% of the vote, and it's dropped four places. It was last week's number one. From the Sticks and Boom Boom is this week's number five.
The Unsigned Chart.
Better pizza by buddy buddy bump bump 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 bump. Saying out of friends tonight, so you lie straight into Big Brother's eyes. You lie. The weekend bottle makes you feel like you're alive. You don't need more poison. If you need more poison, then you lie. Buddy bum bum better pizza by buddy 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 buddy better pizza by buddy buddy bum bum 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 better pizza. The corporal say that I need a normal life. The corporal choice that bugs look like. Now I want brand you lie. You lie. Cause every person has a place that they're meant for. Sure, we're packed numb. Buddy, bum bum, better pizza by buddy, buddy, bum bum, better pizza
by buddy, buddy, bum bum, battle beat to by buddy, buddy, bum bum, battle beat to by buddy, buddy, bum bum, battle beat to by buddy, buddy, bum bop 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 bottom. I say bum bum, battle beat to by buddy, buddy, 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 bum bop 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 bottom. Who's born a free man of the land? Good folks who all your dirty plans. I realize everything's connected, but our potential was neglected. Now we're falling. Now we're falling down.
That's Boom Boom by From the Sticks. It's this week's number five, last week's number one. It got just 8.9% of the vote. A little bit of confusion on last week's show as to whether their EP was out, because it wasn't out when I did my research, but then it did come out. So the EP is called Free Man of the Land, which you can download now. It's available via iTunes. They've now sent me the full EP, and there is another track which I'm going to play in a couple of weeks' time from the group, which has got a YouTube video at the moment, which has just got over 500,000 views. I can't remember what the song's called now, but if you search From the Sticks and look at them on YouTube, you'll find it, because it'll be the one that comes up top, obviously, with that many views on it. From the Sticks are coming to do a live acoustic session on this show on the 14th of August. That's about a month or so's time. They're this week's number five on the Unsigned chart. Number four are Music and Spies, who we played on the show earlier on with their new song, Good Things Happen in the Rain. This is the other record, or another record, that features on their EP, which is forthcoming. They're playing the Cambridge Rock Festival on a week on Sunday at 11 o'clock in the morning, which is a nice early start for them. In My Hands now extends itself to a 13th week in the chart. It's got 15.1% of the votes. Hold on a second. That's the other song I played earlier on. I'm not playing that one again. This is Music and Spies, and the correct one inside the Unsigned chart. This is In My Hands.
Easy going like that old Ford truck, taking it steady, never been ready, and always had the best of luck. Meanwhile, there's nothing wrong with my personality, but I've got a borderline OCD that won't let me sleep till 3:30. But I'm free.
Free?
Yeah, I feel free. Keeping it up till everybody wakes up early in the morning with a cup of tea. It sounds good to me. And you've got my attention like a bright light in the dark. The only way to find my way is follow it home and make sure I am ready. I'm so ready. I am ready. So hold your heart in my hands. And I'm holding steady, trying to understand. I am ready to be your only man, and I'm holding steady, steady as I can, yeah. Oh, don't listen to what I said, I was talking out my ass. I should have given you the time that you needed and all the things I had. To give, forgive, forget it all. Leave it all behind for somebody else to find. There's always gonna be the waters and the end-alls. Do it by the end of the line. But now I'm back again with my arms wide open. Yeah, they're wide open, baby. With a sense and gratitude. Oh, I'm only hoping that I am ready to hold your heart in my hands. And I'm holding steady, trying to understand. I am ready to be your only man. And I'm holding steady, steady as I can. Is it today already? Oh, I better be going. No, I'm not going anywhere. And the
and I'm holding steady, trying to understand. I am ready to be your only man, and I'm holding steady, steady as I can. Yeah, I am ready to hold your heart in my hands, and I'm holding steady, trying to understand. I am ready to be your only man, and I'm holding steady, steady as I can.
Music and Spies in my hands. It's this week's number 4 on Cambridge 105's Unsigned Chart. Every Wednesday, we count down the chart between 5 and 1, compiled from the votes that you make on the Cambridge 105 website. Just to say that next week's Unsigned Chart will be on Thursday. This programme comes live from the Cambridge Rock Festival next Thursday between 7 and 9 o'clock. So the Unsigned Chart will go out between 8 and 8.30 next Thursday. However, voting will still close on Wednesday, 8 o'clock, just to make sure that everything's fair. So we'll bring you the result live on Thursday. Flaming June will be around. She's at the folk festival, the rock festival. So we might well have Louise chatting to us while we find out what position she's in the chart next week, if indeed she makes it into next week's chart. I'm sure she will do. She's been high up in the chart for the last couple of weeks. This week's number 3 is on its fourth week inside the chart now. Two of the weeks that it's spent inside the chart have been at number 1. This week is its 4. So last week it was at number 3, and this week it stays at number 3. Elliot Porter is performing live at our NMG Sessions gig tomorrow night at the Portland Arms. If you want to come along, tickets are £4 on the door tomorrow night. Also playing other Flow and B-sides. Music starts at 8 o'clock. We'll be there broadcasting it live from 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And you'll be able to hear Elliot perform this song with his band, The Missing Pieces. He got 16.7% of the vote. This is Joanna.
My heart is light, an open book. Performed by Cambridge musicians. Voted for by you. This is the Unsigned Chart.
Elliot Porter and Joanna, you'll be able to hear him perform that live tomorrow night at the Portland Arms with his band The Missing Pieces. It's 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Elliot is on from 9. It'll also be live on Cambridge 105. His song Joanna is spending a fourth week inside the Unsigned Chart. Two of those at number 1 and two of them at number 3 now. So two records left to reveal for you, and it's between last week's number 2 from Flaming June and Rumpelstiltskin, the longest running record inside the Unsigned Chart. Now it's made it this week. It's now its 17th week inside. And the new entry from Melody Causton, the record is called Ribbons and Letters. Flaming June are Louise Hamilton on vocals and guitar, who also performs with Paul Richards on percussion, who I noticed played with Fred's House at a gig a couple of weeks ago as well, which is interesting. Diane Llewellyn on violin as well. The track is taken from the EP called Rumpelstiltskin and the Perils and Promises of Womanhood that was out back in April. That was when the track entered the chart, April. April seems a long time ago now. Flamingjune.co.uk is the website address for Louise. She's playing at 9 o'clock at the Acoustic Stage next Thursday at the Cambridge Rock Festival. And the other record that's in contention this week is by Melody Causton, who I think is 18 years old. She played the Strawberry Fair for us a couple of years ago in the Strummers and Dreamers showcase. Since then, she's recently written this song about her mum, who lost contact with her brother 23 years ago in the hope that it would help her find him. The song takes on a meaning to anyone who is in the same situation. There's a video available for this record as well. Just search for her on Facebook, facebook.com/Melody Causton Music. One of these records has got 21.4% of the vote. The other one's 32.6% of the vote. That equates to 82 votes to 125. One of them's going to play now. It's Flaming June.
Number 2.
Won't take what's precious to me, I'll hide it all away. You won't take what's precious to me. You won't take my world from me, I'll hide it all away. You won't take my world from me. I won't play your games, no, I know.
Rumpelstiltskin, the longest running record inside the unsigned chart, is now just 2 weeks away from the 20-week limit. We only allow records to stay in the chart for 20 weeks. Otherwise, people get fed up of them and the artists don't like it because it takes the onus away from newer stuff and things like that. So Rumpelstiltskin's got two more voting weeks left. It's got three voting weeks left. 18 is this week, 19 and then 20. Yes, 3 weeks left. This is week number 17. Okay, this week's number one then is Melody Causton. It's the new entry for this week. It's the second week in a row that a new entry has been at number one. From the Sticks got there last week. It's called Ribbons and Letters, and it got 32.6% of the total vote, breaking the 100 vote barrier with 125.
Cambridge's favourite entry this week. This is the unsigned chart, number one. Number one.
Summer air is falling, hot mist gathers on the ground. I'm reminded of the old days, miss having you around. But the looking glass is worn, and life's circled every town. I'm hanging on these heartstrings, but I'm slowly falling down. I put pen to paper a thousand times, shared it all between the lines, laced it up and posted it with a stamp. They never get there. Ribbons and letters. Dear brother, my friend, it's times like this you help me hide. If you can hear me, I'll do anything I can. We can fix this if we try. But I put pen to paper a thousand times. I shared it all between the lines, laced it up and posted it with a stamp. They never get there. Ribbons and letters. From the raging winds, we can recover. And in this tornado, I think we need each other. But I put pen to paper a thousand times. I shared it all between the lines, laced it up and posted it away with a stamp. They never get there. Ribbons and letters. They never get there.
Number one record for Melody Causton. It's called Ribbons and Letters. If you like that, you need to vote for it again next week to keep it at number one. Likewise, the other five records that are in this week's chart. Just to run you down where we are, this week's number five went to From the Sticks, last week's number one with Boom Boom. Number four this week went to Music and Spies, up one place from five with In My Hands. Number three, Elliot Porter and Joanna. Number two, Flaming June and Rumpelstiltskin. And number one, Melody Causton, Ribbons and Letters. The record that fell out of this week's top five was Chloe Anna and Old Haunts, got 5.2% of the vote. Time for a new entry. We always throw one of these in to get the numbers back up to six. And this one comes from 20-year-old singer-songwriter Christian Smith, who's from Chatteris. He entered the Strawberry Fair Band competition as a solo artist earlier on this year. Also plays regularly as part of the Junction 5 at Unplugged events, which happen monthly at J2. This track is taken from his EP, a debut EP called You and I, which is available to buy via a link on Christian's Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Christian Smith Music UK. This record is titled Rock and Roll Girl. Roll Girl, Christian Smith. I realise there's an awful lot of acoustic stuff in the chart at the moment. Music and Spies, Elliot Porter, From the Sticks, sort of, Melody Causton and that one. I'm going to put some rock stuff in the next couple of weeks. I've got starting to build up a collection of stuff to throw in the chart in the next couple of weeks as well. So that's good because I was sorting to run out a few weeks ago. So if you'd like your track to be featured in the unsigned chart, drop me an email, tim@cambridge105.fm, and it will go in a future week. These are the six records you can vote for this week, then in the order that they are in the chart. Last week's number one, this week's number five, From the Sticks and Boom Boom. In My Hands from Music and Spies, last week's number five, this week's number four, 15.1% of the vote. Understand. They haven't tweeted me this week. I am ready. Obviously not listening.
To be your only man, and I'm holding steady, steady as I can.
Joanna from Elliot Porter, this week's number three, it's a non-mover.
Joanna, my heart is lost.
Rumpelstiltskin from Flaming June, 17th week inside the chart, 21.4% of the vote. Number one, Melody Causton, Ribbons and Letters, 32.6% of this week's vote. 383 votes were cast in total.
Shared it all between the lines. Laced it up and posted it with a stamp. They never get there. Ribbons and letters.
Everyone. And this week's new entry, Christian Smith and Rock and Roll Girl. Voting opens after tonight's show. Closes next Wednesday at 8. The next unsigned chart will be counted down next Thursday from 8 o'clock.
We live in different ways. You're on a separate page.
You're listening to the New Music Generator on Cambridge 105.
25 minutes to 9, Underdog here with Jordan and Chris in 25 minutes time. But first of all, it's time to speak to the very sweet smelling, strawberry smelling EJ.
Hello.
Hello, Miss Strawberry.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good and strawberry-like.
Yes, you are. You're wearing something strawberry smelling.
I am. It smells really good.
It does. Well, you've never smelled so good.
Oh, well, thank you.
There you go. There's a compliment for you. You come armed with lots of songs to play this week from things that are happening over the next week or so.
Yeah.
So what are we going to talk about first?
I'm going to try and run this in actual order of how it's going to go for the next
chronological
week.
Order.
Yeah, I'm going to try. I'll probably mess up, but let's go.
Okay.
So, Thursday night, I believe there's only one gig going on.
That's tomorrow.
That is.
There is only one gig happening in Cambridge, yes.
Okay, cool.
Even if there are other gigs, there is only one
gig
happening in Cambridge.
There wasn't any others I saw on that day.
Good.
So there you go.
Good.
So it's the NMG Sessions, it's the sixth one?
I think it's the seventh one, actually.
You misnamed it.
Have I? Where?
It says on the Portland Arms website, six.
Who does it?
It lied.
Where does the poster say? Where's the poster gone?
The
poster's on the notice board outside. We'll have a check in a minute. I think it's seven.
Okay. It's either six or seven.
Okay, well, who cares seven. Which one it is? Doesn't really matter.
Fair play. So it's happening Thursday in the Portland Arm. Tickets are £3 in advance. I assume you can get them from bands and whatnot, right?
Yeah, they got till midday to do that. So oh. if you know one of the three bands or artists involved, then you can get a discounted ticket for £3 before midday.
Otherwise, you're paying £4 on the door. So it starts at 8 p.m, and this time you've got performing The Flow, Elliot Porter and the Missing Pieces and B-Sides.
Hmm.
Is this Elliot Porter with like a full band now?
It's Elliot Porter's band.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. It's the biggest band I've seen him play with, because there's more people than even he's been in the studio with before. He's had an acoustic drummer and the guitarist in with him before, and I think he's got a female on, a lady on backing vocals.
Ooh.
I think.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's literally the only gig. So I gave you a choice of two tracks for this one and let you pick away.
Yeah. Do you have any information on the artists?
No, I didn't. I was doing a quick run through on this one.
Oh, okay.
So that's we've spoken about him a fair bit.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, B-Sides is a solo artist. Elliot Porter was a solo artist and has now built a band up. And The Flow are a duo.
Yeah.
Good. Right, we'll play B-Sides then. This from his EP of the same name. This is Wrecked Vessels.
that you're not the same man anymore. So we'll gather these ears, yeah, to allay the fears you've done wrong. And then turn you around and find new scenes for you to explore. These minor indiscretions leave a sour taste in my mouth and on your face. If it's what you want, then we'll try harder. And bated breath, 'cause these heady winds lately have blown your wrecked vessel to shore. It's increasingly clear that you're not the same man anymore. So we'll gather these ears, yet to allay the fears you've done wrong. And turn you around and find new scenes for you to explore. One man to endure, and all have every faith. For these efforts you make will one day make a saint, and I'm sure. 'Cause these heady winds lately have blown your wrecked vessel to shore. It's increasingly clear that you're not the same man anymore. So we'll gather these ears, yes, and allay the fears you've done wrong. And then turn you around and find new scenes for you to explore.
That's a fairly old track from B-Sides that's been out for well over a year now, that EP called Wrecked Vessels. I remember him giving it to me when he came into Drive when I was doing that last year. It may even been the year before last. And the EP, I don't know if he's still got copies of it, is like a cardboard sleeve, and it's got ribbon on it, and it's tied up on the front. So to open it out to play the song, I had to undo the ribbon and everything. I thought that was quite cool.
That's adorable.
Yeah, it's quite sweet. A lot of artists make an effort with their EPs and stuff, and some just give me a blank CD with Tesco written on the front of it to play, which is making no effort whatsoever.
Do you at least refer to that EP as titled Tesco?
Yes, this is the Tesco EP.
Yeah.
Yeah, or Asda or Morrison's or any other supermarkets which are available. That's Rec Vessels from B-Sides, who's playing the NMG sessions tomorrow night. Doors open at 7:45. The lovely Chrissy will take your money, give you a wristband. And if you don't pay or you don't get past her, woe betide anybody that that tries to do that, because she'll be after you.
Best of luck.
Yes. Right, what's next?
Right, I thought we should talk about the Folk Festival.
Yes.
Or festival.
The biggest event that's happening in Cambridge this weekend.
It is. It's running from Thursday, apparently, to Sunday, the 28th of July.
Yeah, I think there's a few things going on tomorrow, but most of it is Friday, Saturday and Sunday, yeah. I think.
So I chose it because of CC Smugglers performing at it, and I'm sure I've mentioned them before. I quite like them, and they're performing on Saturday, 27th of July, on the Den stage, which is a stage dedicated to emerging talent.
Mm.
That sounds really cool.
There's a lot of good artists playing the Folk Festival on that stage.
Yeah.
There's a girl called Cara Winter who's playing as well.
Sweet.
She's been on the show before. But CC Smugglers played for us at the Strawberry Fair.
That'd explain it.
What month are we in now? July, last month?
There we go.
Very good band.
Yeah.
Highly recommend going to see them because they're very, very energetic. And actually, they performed a track with, who is it now? I was looking on their Facebook page the other day. It might have been Jarvis Cocker that they did a track. He actually asked them if he would do if he could join them on stage and do something. I'll double check that in a second because I might be wrong, but it was somebody really famous.
That sounds so cool.
Yeah. So they're playing. Anybody else who got the lineup for Folk Festival?
I wrote down a few that I like new. So you've got Hotfi, the Black Feathers, Jess Morgan, KT Tunstall, and so many more bands. It's just insane reading that lineup. There's so many different stages as well, and loads of different events happening. And there's like open mic bits as well afterwards.
I think there's still a few tickets available for Friday and Saturday, I think, the last time I saw. That might not be true anymore. They might have sold out in the last few days, but last time I checked, they were. So, have a look at the website if you're interested in going to the Cambridge Folk Festival. And Pete Robbins is going to be doing a special show on that on Monday night from 7 o'clock. 3 hours of interviews from the Folk Festival on Monday night from 7 till 10. Right, we'll play a track from CC Smugglers. Then this is called Fall on My Knees.
Stand by me.
and see CC Smugglers. If you're at the Folk Festival, they'd be one of my hot tips to go and see, because they are brilliant live. That's a song called Fall on My Knees, which I presume is on their album.
Yeah.
Called Ruben's Train, I think, off the top of my head.
Oh my God, that's where I know him from. I bought Ruben's Train because it got stuck in my head after I'd heard them played on here before.
Right.
That's why I knew them as well.
There we go.
They're really good.
Cambridge Folk Festival starts tomorrow, runs till Sunday.
Yes.
Okay, now another festival, which is next week.
Yeah. I can run you down on other gigs if you need time.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm really planned today. It's exciting. So, if you're not at the Folk
Festival... You're going to read the news there.
I feel like I am.
Yeah.
My librarian glass is gone.
Oh, yes. Where are they?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I sadly lost them. But yes, if you're not at the Folk Festival on Saturday or any of the other days, there's a gig at Man on the Moon on Saturday presented by Last Gang in Town, and it's Inner Terrestrials, The Defectors and Uprising. Tickets are £7, starts at 7:30 p.m. Inner Terrestrials are a London-based band that mix hardcore punk, dub and ska to create a powerful and electric sound. And The Defectors are a four-piece experimental psychedelic reggae ska punk band.
Whoa, that's lots of genres thrown into one.
I read them all right there, it's good. Sounds like an interesting night.
And what's the point of describing yourself like that? Because that doesn't conjure up anything to me. That just confuses me.
It just
me.
Seems like everything, it's just going to be noise. That's what it makes me imagine.
Reggae ska punk band.
Psychedelic reggae ska punk.
Psychedelic.
Yeah.
Right.
Got to get that thrown in
okay.
there.
I'm not going to that gig.
I don't think I'll be at that gig either. Also, on Wednesday, 31st of July, there's a Green Mind gig, which is My Jerusalem. It's a folk and indie gig, £6 tickets in advance, starts at 8 p.m.
Where's that?
Portland Arms.
Okay.
Yep. That's pretty much all the gigs that are going. So now we can talk about the other festival.
Okay.
There really wasn't much on, I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Well, it's quiet. People are on holiday and.
Enjoying
festivals
the sun
are going on.
And just chilling.
Yeah.
But what better way to chill than with music?
Well.
Live music.
Yeah.
But yes, the Rock Festival is coming up next week.
Yeah, starts on Thursday.
Yep.
Thursday afternoon, I think, is when the first act goes on. And runs through till Sunday.
Yeah.
So we'll be there, Cambridge 105 there, from 4 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. Drive's coming from there. And we'll be there all the way through the weekend until 10 o'clock on Sunday night. 4 days worth of Cambridge Rock Festival action. By the end of the weekend, our technical team will be smelling. Not of strawberries.
I'll bring it with
sweat.
Me. It's fine. We'll
yeah, bring it
sun
with
ice.
You. May everyone smell of strawberries. That'll be brilliant.
That'll be great.
Yeah, make sure they bath in it. So what you got to tell me about the Rock Festival, a group that you're going to play a track from are playing on the Thursday.
Yeah, that's We Are Fiction, mm-hmm. which are amazing. They're so Mallory Knox-esque when I heard them. I was
are
really
they?
Impressed. They okay. sound quite like Mallory Knox. I can tell.
And they're on the BBC Introducing Stage, which is the third stage, but known as the BBC Introducing Stage on Thursday, because that's what they brand it as.
Fair enough. They are a rock band from Peterborough, though, so that's close enough.
Uh-huh.
They're influenced by the Used, Nirvana, Foo Fighters, and yeah, they just stood out so much to me when I was researching the festival, because there's a lot of bluesy stuff going on there that I heard from when Mike showed his little shine.
Right.
And obviously there's artists we know, like Fred's House are playing.
Yeah, there's a good lineup on the acoustic stage this year. Fred's House, Flaming June, Radar, Music and Spies.
Music and Spies
Motor
on
Tapes
it.
Are playing there as well.
Ah, it's so good. Mm. I'm going to be so happy.
11 o'clock on Sunday morning, Music and Spies.
Oh, I won't be so happy.
No.
I take it back.
That's early.
I know, but that's the best way to be woken up listening to Music and
that's
Spies.
That's true.
I'd be happy
like
with
to,
that.
I'd like to wake up with them.
Exactly. Yeah. Wait.
Sorry.
Yeah, that sounds... I'd like them to play music. That'll do. Let's keep it that way. So, yeah, I think
are there still tickets available for the Rock Festival?
I believe so.
Okay.
As far as I last saw.
Do you have any details on that?
No.
No, I don't think so.
I can get them.
What, you can research them now?
Yeah.
Go on then.
I'm pretty quick for this.
Oh, she's getting her iPad out. iPod out, rather.
I am.
Okay, we'll play We Are Fiction then. This is a track called Earth Medicine. They're playing on Thursday.
Like a
I'd never heard of these guys before, but they're good.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. We Are Fiction, a track's called Earth Medicine. You can see them at the Cambridge Rock Festival next Thursday on the introducing stage. Yeah. And ticket information?
Okay. You can get a ticket for all 4 days, which is around £89, but doesn't include camping, and it's another £30 for camping. And yeah, they're pretty much still available. So that's a rough price, but you can buy day tickets that I can't find in.
Okay, so you can get a weekend ticket or a day ticket and camping tickets.
Yeah, okay. You have to pay for camping. I'm afraid.
You can't get into the VIP camping area where we'll be if I decide to camp.
We have a VIP camping area?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I thought we were with everyone else. I was well looking forward to mingling.
We are with everyone else, so I'm just making it
Damn.
Sound like a VIP.
See, I was really excited to mingle. Now I'm happy again.
We just put some cones along and separate ourselves away
just
from everybody.
Put a load of flyers there. We're like, this is our barrier now.
Yes. Right, this show's back next Thursday night from 7 o'clock, live from the Cambridge Rock Festival, because next Wednesday I'm commentating or co-commentating on a football game, which will be exciting.